KFFX Emporia. Today's fast hit. Mix 104.9.
34-21, the score. Emporia State leading Nebraska Kearney as we get set for the second half. A couple of other scores to pass your way from the Big 12 tonight. West Virginia defeating number 14 TCU 74-65. That was on the hill of last night's overtime win by Kansas State over Kansas. Iowa State's win over Texas. And Baylor's win over Texas Tech. Also tonight, Oklahoma is at Oklahoma State. And that game tied at 13 there in the first half of that contest. Emporia State will have the ball to get the second half underway. Caden Evans, Owen Long, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, Elijah Kamathir, and Mayim Boom on the floor for Emporia State. They go for the alley-oop Duke, and Peyton Rogers Schmidt missed it, but Mayim Boom gets the offensive rebound. His stick back doesn't go down either. But Emporia State just quite didn't have it quite executed right. Kearney with the basketball. And trying to drive the baseline was Darian Nebaker. He gets bumped out of bounds by Peyton Rogers Schmidt. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half on the Emporia State Hornets. Kearney will play it inbounds on the baseline. They play it inbounds to Dunson. Dunson now with the ball. Now kicks it out to Nebaker, and his pass gets deflected and a steal for Elijah Kamath here. Overplaying the passing lanes, and Emporia State gets a steal. Kamath here gives it right left side to Evans. Back out front to Owen Long. Bounce pass right side now to Caden Evans. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Now top the free throw circle. It goes to Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Down low to Mayim Boom, who gets the lay-in and gets the foul. Mayim Boom will get the end one. Nice feed from Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and Emporia State capitalizing. Picking up the foul for Nebraska Kearney was Tom Connolly, his second. First team foul here in the second half on Nebraska Kearney. So Mayim Boom with a chance for a three-point play, and he converts. Three points for Mayim, 37-21, and Emporia State with a 16-point lead, equaling their biggest of the first half. Out front, this is Sean Evans. Swings it right side to Dunson. Dunson. Now top the key to Evans, working against Caden Evans. Top the key three on the way, and good by Tom Connolly. Gives him second points. That's his second made three of the ball game. Coming into this game, he had 31, so now has 33. And Emporia State tries to get it down low to Mayim Boom. He's going to get fouled, trying to go over Mayim to deflect the pass. Was Ryder Kirsch, his first. Team foul number two here in the second half on Nebraska Kearney. Hornets will play it inbounds on the baseline to left of the basket. Owen Long to play the ball inbounds. Plays it into Elijah Kamath here on the left side. Elijah takes it, dribbles it into the paint, goes down low to Mayim Boom. I'm not sure exactly what Elijah was trying to do. The pass went off the rim, and Mayim just couldn't go get it. Free throw line jumper by Nebaker, and that's only his second made field goal. He has four. Makes it 37-26 Emporia State. It's an 11-point lead. 5-0 run for Nebraska Kearney. Peyton Rogers Schmidt, deep left corner three off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Sean Evans into front court. Hornets man-to-man with their defense. This is Dunson. Top the key. It goes to Connolly. Now they put it in the hands of Evans. Sean Evans to Kirsch. Shot clock down to nine. Back to Sean Evans. Working left side. Drives on Mayim Boom. Lane line floater off the glass. No good. Rebound gets swatted out towards half court, and it's corralled by Dunson. Dunson tried to drive in the paint. Lobs it down low. Flashing to the basket and getting an easy layup is Tom Connolly. That was well executed by Nebraska Kearney. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Emporia State. Coach Craig Doty calling timeout as it's now a 9-point ball game. Emporia State was up 37-21, and Kearney's gone on a 7-0 run to make it a 37-28 lead. That has been in the last 2 minutes. So Kearney's cut into that 16-point lead, and Emporia State just kind of getting maybe a little lackadaisical. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Here to start this second half, Kearney's gone 3-for-4 from the floor. Emporia State just 1-for-4. Kearney's also made a three-point basket. Kearney now winning the rebounding battle, 22-19. Coach Craig Doty sure talking some defense and some offense, and sometimes you have to be a little patient and have to be a little more precise with some of your passes, and sometimes you get a little razzle-dazzly and it catches up with you. Out of the timeout, Emporia State will send out Lavelle Ziegler, Owen Long, Elijah Comether, Mayim Boom, and Caden Evans. On its play, it inbounds to Owen Long. Middle of the floor, bounce pass left side. Ziegler gives it to Mayim Boom. Mayim backing down against Kirsch. Takes it in the paint. Hook shot up and good for Mayim Boom. A little power move by Mayim. That gives him 5 points, all here in the second half. Back to an 11-point Emporia State lead. Shot Evans into front court with the basketball. Picked up by Caden Evans. Feed on the left side to Dunson, being guarded by Lavelle Ziegler. Now out front, it goes to Nebaker. He's in the paint. Fade away from five. Shot up, no good. Rebound battle for it. Goes out of bounds to Emporia State. Good hustle effort by Tom Connolly of Nebraska Kearney, trying to keep the rebound alive. And fortunately for him, he was out of bounds when he touched the basketball, so Emporia State will get it back. 16-29 to play here in the second half. 39-28 Emporia State. Caden Evans has it on the right side of the floor. Picks up the dribble, top the key. It goes to Comether, back to Evans. Asking for Mayim to come out and set the screen. He's going to run a little pick and roll. Ziegler gives it to Mayim, way out on the wing, right side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Kicks it out to Ziegler, fake the pass. 6 seconds on the shot clock, 15-footer. Good for Lavelle Ziegler. His second made basket of the ball game. Makes it 41-28 Emporia State. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. There's a shot off the mark for Nebraska Kearney, and there are about two Emporia State Hornets going after the loose basketball and one Nebraska Kearney player, and the Kearney player was able to bounce it off of one of the Hornets, and Nebraska Kearney will keep the basketball. Kearney plays it inbounds to Darian Nebaker, who hands it off to Sean Evans. 14 points in the first half for Evans. Trying to drive with the ball on Caden Evans. Gets to the rim. Layup is good as he got a step on Caden Evans that time. And Sean Evans with 16 points in the game. 41-30. Emporia State up by 11. Owen Long bounce pass left side to Ziegler. Top the free throw circle. Caden Evans right side. It goes to Owen Long. Being guarded by Dunson. Penetrates. Kicks it out to Ziegler, thought about the three. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 7 seconds. Ziegler down the lane, tries to dish it off, and it gets deflected, the pass by Nebraska Kearney. They have the steal. They lob it up the floor, and they'll throw it into the Hornet review band, and the turnover will give it to Emporia State as that takes us to our first media timeout of the second half. 14:59 to play in the game. 41-30, Emporia State with a lead over Nebraska Kearney. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
A unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
14:59 to play in the ball game. Emporia State leading 41-30. They have the ball out of the media timeout. Owen Long, Caden Evans, Elijah Cometh there, Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, and Nogs Wawasik. Owen Long from 15, shot no good. Rebound to Nebraska Kearney's Ryder Kirsch. Here in the second half, Nebraska Kearney has outscored Emporia State 9-7. When it's led at halftime, 34-21. Here's a long three that's off the mark, no good for Sean Murphy, and the rebound Emporia State's Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Gives it off to Nogs with Wasik, top the key to Caden Evans. Now back to Nogs. Nogs penetrates in the paint, kicks it out. Elijah Cometh here, left corner three. That one's off the mark. Rebound will go to Nebraska Kearney as Caden Evans tries to save it from going out of bounds. Unsuccessful in that scenario. 41-30 Emporia State by 11. Their biggest lead has been by 16 points. Last time they led by 16 was at 37-21. A 9-4 run by Nebraska Kearney. They get a player open down along the baseline. That's Tom Connolly, and he lays it up and in. And Emporia State's defense broke down that time. 41-32. Emporia State with a lead by 9. This is Owen Long. Penetrates in the paint. Puts it to the rim. Shot goes down for Owen Long. He just took it upon himself and drove it right to the basket. That gives him 7 points in the game. Hornets back up by 11. 43-32. This is Dunson. Out front with it is Evans. Now they go to Nebaker along the baseline, working against Caden Evans. Takes it spinning, clutches, shoots, scores. Nebaker with 6. Back to a 9-point lead for Emporia State. Owen Long, middle of the floor with a basketball. Looks to drive. Shot clock down to 17. Tries to drive. Pass goes down along the baseline. Intended for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Pass sells out of bounds. Mayim Boom will check in for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Emporia State a little lackadaisical here in this second half. Kearney with the ball, looking to make this game a little closer. 43-34, Emporia State with a lead by 9. 12:54 to play. This is Nebaker trying to drive on Mayim Boom. Gets to the basket and lays it up and in. Nebaker with 8. Makes it 43-36, Nebraska Kearney. And Emporia State's going to take a timeout as Coach Craig Doty not happy with the defense being played by his team right now. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Hornets, and they need to get regrouped. They're not playing with the same focus that they did in the first half. It's now 43-36, Nebraska Kearney, now within 7 of the Emporia State Hornets. What a basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Here in the second half, Emporia State's been outscored 14-9 by Nebraska Kearney. Hornets are only 4 of 9 from the floor. Kearney is 7 of 11. Kearney's 1 of 3 from the three-point line. Emporia State's 0 for 2. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds, just to the right of their bench. Nogs Wawasik played it inbounds. Getting a little tongue twisted there. Here's Cometh there in the paint off the glass and scores the bucket. His first basket of the second half. He has 20 points in the game. This is Dunson. Now gives it off to Sean Evans. Now in the hands of Kirsch over on the left side. They try to look back door to Nebaker. He was covered up. Now this is Connolly with the basketball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Dunson gives it off to Nebaker. Elevated three, missed it badly. Rebound goes to Noggs. Wawasek for Emporia State. Noggs across the timeline, has it on the wing right side, drives to the basket, underneath it, kicks it in the corner. Elijah Cometh there, left side. Now to Atavian Butler in the lane, off the glass, it crawls off and didn't get quite to the rim. 45-36, Emporia State with a lead by nine. Out front, Nebaker for three, he nails it. Darian Nebaker, that gives him 11, and we have a six-point ball game with 11:26 to play. Bounce pass right side, Butler. Back out front, it goes to Owen Long. Working against the pressure of Dunson. Goes between the leg dribble, in the corner, it goes to Wawasek. Shovels it off to Butler, he can't handle the pass. Emporia State just not crisp right now in the front court. This is Evans. They were down by 16 with 19:04 to play. They're now down within six. Shot blocked by Mayim Boum. Here comes Emporia State. Owen for three. Yes! A hair crafter's three for Owen Long off the block. That gives him 10 points. A hair crafter's three. Call Mark Kraft at 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters. 48-39. Emporia State up by nine. 10.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Nebaker gives it off to Dunson. He'll shoot a three, airballed it. And Emporia State will get the basketball back. That block by Mayim Boum may have energized the fans and the team. Noggs Wawasek across the timeline. Bounce pass left side, Owen Long. Owen way out on the left side. Going to the dribble, working against Kirsch. 13 seconds. Step back from 17. Swish. Owen Long with 12. And Emporia State up 50-39. And a timeout's going to be taken by Nebraska Kearney. 9:52 to play in the football game. It's 50-39. Emporia State with a lead by 11. That is our media timeout. What a basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
Back at White Auditorium, 9:52 to play in the ball game. 50-39, Emporia State with the lead. Nebraska Kearney has the basketball. Kearney will play the ball inbounds to Matt Bryant. Bryant now hands it off to Sean Evans. Evans working out front, gives it off to Nebaker. Working against Elijah Cometh here. Tries to drive, elevates from 15, shot off the mark, no good. Rebound, Noggs Wawasek for Emporia State. Kearney whittled it down to about 6 point ball game. There's a backdoor feed. Elijah Cometh here scores the bucket and gets the foul. Nice feed from Owen Long. And the Cometh here with a great finish. He has 22, looking for 23. Picking up the foul was Darian Nebaker, his fifth or fourth. Well, that was pretty. thread the needle past the Kamath there, who finished right at the basket. Free throw by Elijah is up and in. That gives him 23 points. Substitution for Nebraska Kearney. Ryder Kirsch will check into the lineup, replacing Darian Nebaker. 53-39 Emporia State. Back to a 14-point lead for the Hornets after the Lopers had cut it down to, I believe it was six. On the wing, left side with the basketball, Winston Cook now top the key to Sean Evans. Back on the left side to Connolly. Connolly down to 10 seconds with the basketball, gives it off to Cook. Cook taking it lane line right, gives it back in the paint, trying to drive down the lane was Connolly. Ball gets knocked out of his hands as he's going up for the shot. Goes out of bounds, 3 seconds on the shot clock. Kearney will play it inbounds on the baseline left of the basket. They play it inbounds to Cook. Three-point shot gets stuck between the rim and the backboard. And the alternate possession arrow points to Nebraska Kearney. So they'll have the ball. And I think the discussion, was there a shot clock violation first or second? Jump ball. Ball out of bounds to Nebraska Kearney. They'll get 20 seconds put on the shot clock. So it'll be Kearney ball to play inbounds on the baseline. But still try to get it inbounds, and they finally play it way out front to Matt Bryan. In the lane, shot off the glass, no good for Kearney. They get their own rebound. Here's a three by Sean Evans, and he nails it. They kept the ball alive for them and were able to knock down the shot. ...53-42 Emporia State. This is Owen Long on the wing left side. He'll take it to the middle of the floor. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Kicks it in the corner. Octavian Butler drives the baseline, and as he drives the baseline, it gets bumped by Jalik Dawson. That'll be his, or correction, they called it on Tom Connolly. My mistake. That's his third. Hornets trying to get the ball inbounds. They play it into Mayim Boom. Now back to Nogs Wawasik. Kicks it top the key. Octavian Butler open for three. Good! A hair crafter's three for Octavian Butler. Hornets up 56-42, up by 14. Kearney at the other end. Winston Cook working out front. Drives down the lane. Gets Butler in the air. Shot up and good off the glass. Winston Cook with a nice drive into the paint. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. 56-44 Emporia State. 7:29 to play. Wawasik goes back down low to Mayim Boom. Kicks it back out to Wawasik. Penetrates, pulls up from five. Shot no good and a battle for the rebound. Draws a whistle. It'll be a foul on the shot by Winston Cook. His first team foul, number five on the Lopers. And this will put Nogs Wawasik at the free throw line. Nogs on the season at 77% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and good for Nogs Wawasik. Gives him 4 points in the game. He had a three-pointer in the first half. Second free throw coming for Nogs, and this one rims out, no good. 57-44, Emporia State with the lead. It's a 13-point lead for the Hornets. 7:14 to play in the game. This is Kirsch out front, goes left side, trying to drive to the baseline. Connolly has it down on the corner, now gives it in the hands of Cook. Cook trying to drive it. Loses control of it. Picked up by Mayim Boom. Gives it off to Elijah Kamath there. Elijah at the other end. Shot blocked, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the foul, Tom Connolly. That's his fourth. 16 foul. And going to the free throw line will be Elijah Kamath there. Elijah, 23 points tonight. Free throw for Elijah is up and good. Gives him 24 points. He'll get a second free throw here. Second free throw. This one's also good for Elijah Cometh here. 25 points for Elijah. Kearney at the other end of the floor. 59-44 Emporia State. 6:46 to play. Spinning in the lane. Kirsch loses the ball. It's on the floor. Mayim Boom goes to the floor to grab it. Gets it out to Owen Long. Owen down the floor. Gives it off to Tavian Butler, who can't handle it. A little bit too much mustard on that pass on the turnover. Gives it right back to Nebraska Kearney. Elijah Cometh there. New high for his time at Emporia State. His previous high was 23 against Missouri Southern. He has 25 points tonight. Here's a long three that's out the mark. No good. Rebound. Cometh there tips it away. Gets it out to Owen Long. Owen Long in the paint. Gives it out to Knox. To the basket. He scores it and draws the foul. Oh, what a finish. Elijah Cometh there with a big rebound and an outlet, and the Hornets have extended the lead to 61-44. Noggs with six, looking for seven. And the free throw is good. And Emporia State now leading 62-44. It's an 18-point lead, their biggest of the night. 6:14 to play in the contest. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. At 10:15 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where the difference is you. Here's a feed down low and an easy layup for Ryder Kirsch, who got along the baseline and the defense was playing too far up the lane. Kirsch gets his first basket of the ball game. 62-46 Emporia State. Owen Long across the timeline. Bounce pass left side. It goes to Atavian Butler. Now to Nigel Wawasek. Out to Owen Long. Owen wants a screen from Mayim Boom. Goes between the legs. Step back three. Good! A hair crafter's three for Owen Long. Gives him 15 in the ball game. 65-46 Emporia State with the biggest lead at 19. Long three by Sean Evans. He airballed it. And Emporia State will get the ball back. Nice little student crowd across the way, along with a Haunted Review. Another good crowd to cheer on the Emporia State men tonight. Owen Long swings to the left side to Atavian Butler. Now they work a right side to Owen Long. Owen waiting for a screen from Mayim Boom as they try to run a little pick and roll. Here's Owen, another long three. Nope, long rebound. Tracked down by Knox Wawasek. He drives to the paint. Up the glass, he scores it! Oh, mercy! What a play by Noggs Wawasek. A little dipsy-do play off the backboard, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Nebraska Kearney. As it's 67-46, up by 21 with 4:43 to play in the game. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
4:43 to play in the game, 67-46 Emporia stay with the lead. Hornets on a 22-7 run. Kearney had cut the deficit to 6 at 45-39, but the Hornets have outscored them 22-7 since they got within 6. Kearney with the basketball out of the timeout. Dunson out front. It goes to Connolly. Back to Nebaker. He can't handle it, but the ball gets deflected out of bounds by Noggs Wawasik. So Kearney will keep the basketball. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Sean Evans plays it into Nebaker. They try to go down low to Sean Evans, and we're going to get a shot clock violation. Evans got it down low, just couldn't get a shot off. So he bobbled the pass, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. Owen Long in the lane, loses control of the basketball. It gets taken away by Sean Evans. At the other end, he goes for the layup and scores the bucket. And they're going to call a foul on Noggs Wawasik. 21 points for Sean Evans. He'll get a chance for the end one. And for Noggs, that will be his second personal foul. Cuts the deficit to 21. Or by 19, excuse me. Make that as a free throw is good. Makes it 67-49. So it's now an 18-point lead for Emporia State. Wawasik has the ball middle of the floor. Hornets now finally go to work offensively. Owen Long tried a bounce pass. It was off a foot of a Kearney player. They didn't call it. And going for the layup is Sean Evans, and Emporia State commits the foul. Owen Long. Owen tried a bounce pass in the paint to Mayim Boom. The ball gets ricochets off a foot, I thought. But Kearney would come down the floor. And Evans' shot would get blocked, but he also got fouled. He goes to the free throw line. He misses the front end of the two-shot opportunity. Substitution for Kearney. Winston Cook back into the lineup, replacing Ryder Kirsch. And also Matt Bryan will check in for Kearney, replacing Darian Nebaker. Second free throw coming for Sean Evans. He's the leading scorer for Nebraska Kearney. He has 22 points. And the second free throw is good. That gives him 23 for the game. 67-50, Emporia State by 17. Their biggest lead was by 21. Kearney has scored the last 4 points. There's Owen Long, deep left corner, passes it to Elijah Kamath there, who knocks down a Hare Crafters three. 28 points, new high for him at Emporia State. 70-50, Emporia State. This is Bryan, top the key. It goes to Dunson, shovels it off to Evans. Evans, little stop and go, tries to drive in the lane. Shot up and no good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney, though. There to corral it was Connolly. They try to go down low. They get it inside to Winston Cook, who gets the lay-in. 70-52, Emporia State. Left side, Tavian Butler. Now they work it right side, Owen Long. Down to 2:32 to play in the game. Butler has it in the deep right corner. Drives, takes it, kicks it out to Wawasik. Left elbow three, off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney's Winston Cook. Cook will bring it up the floor, and Noggs Wawasik almost had a steal, but it goes out of bounds as he was the last one to touch it. So the ball stays in possession of Nebraska Kearney. Substitution for Nebraska Kearney. Checking in will be Cam Binder, 5'11 freshman from Auburn, Nebraska. Substitution for Emporia State, Mason Thiessen will check in, replacing Mayim Boom. Kearney will play the ball inbounds left of the basket, or left of the bench. This is Dunson. Swings it to the right side. That's Binder. Now tap the key. Dunson swings it right side to Bryan in the lane. Shot off the glass is good as he took it to the lane line left side and was able to get the shot to go. Across the timeline with the basketball, Owen Long. Down to a minute 51 to play, 70-54, Emporia State with a lead, 16-point lead. They've led by as many as 21. Owen Long with 14 seconds on the shot clock. He's dribbling, still dribbling. Step back three, shot up, and that's no. Rebound, tip in, good for Mason Thiessen. Right there for the offensive stick back. His first basket of the ball game, 72-54, Emporia State. Down to a minute 29 to play. Here's a shot in the lane that's good by Matt Bryan. And he makes the shot, and he gets fouled. He'll be at the line for the end one. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Mason Thiessen. And Emporia State will make some wholesale substitutions. Sam Baker, Gage McGuire, Tyreek Robinson, Kabaya Shabangu, and P.J. Johnson will check in for Emporia State. A minute 19 to play as Coach Craig Doty clears the bench. Matt Bryan, that last foul, by the way, was on Mason Thiessen, if I didn't tell you. His first team foul number four on Emporia State, and the free throw is good for Matt Bryan. That gives him 5 points in the ball game. In the front court, Emporia State. This is Sam Baker. Has it in between the double circles. Shouts up a three. Left it a little short. Hit the front end of the rim. The rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. That's Skylar Wilson, a freshman from Centennial, Colorado, on the floor, working against Kabea Shabangu. Now gives it off to Matt Bryan. Down to 53 seconds to go. Top the key. It's Matt Bryan. Swings it on the wing right side. Bender, three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Shabangu for Emporia State. Down to 43 seconds to go. 72-57 Emporia State. This is P.J. Johnson, the sophomore from Edmond, Oklahoma. Gives it off to Sam Baker. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. Loose ball picked up by Nebraska Kearney. At the other end, a layup is good for Matt Bryan. That gives him 7 points. Makes it 72-59 Nebraska Kearney. Down to across the timeline comes P.J. Johnson, and Coach Craig Doty says, let's just dribble it out. Hornet basketball is being brought to you by the station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Our final score tonight will be Emporia State 72, Nebraska Kearney 59. Hornets improving to 15-3 on the season. 9-3 in the MIAA. Kearney falls to 3-14 on the season, 1-10 in the MIAA. Final score again, Emporia State 72, Nebraska Kearney 59. We'll be back with our postgame right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur looking for space or wanting to relocate? The Flint Hills Mall may have the spot you're looking for. Available spaces range from 600 to over 12,000 square feet. If you're interested in more information, call the mall office at 342-4631 or visit us at flinthillsmall.com. Discover the difference at the Flint Hills Mall.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Find new roads.
It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
72-59, the final score. Emporia State with a victory tonight over the Lopers of Nebraska Kearney. Is Emporia State proving their record to 15-3, 9-3 in the MIAA. Yeah. Elijah Cometh here, career night for him for Emporia State, a new high for him at ESU, 28 points. But there were a lot of other things that went well for Emporia State tonight, and we'll talk about those as we go along. Owen Long, 15 points, 5 assists. Nice night for him. Made some big shots. This is a game, though, that featured some runs. Emporia State and Kearney playing it close early to start the game. Then Emporia State would go on a run and build up a 16-point lead. And at halftime, they would lead 34-21, a 13-point advantage. And then Hornets would have a 16-point lead early to start the second half, but Nebraska Kearney went on a run of their own to make it a 6-point ball game. But then Emporia State found their life again and went on a 22-7 run and bumped it up to a 67-46 lead, a 21-point lead, which was their biggest lead of the ball game, and they were able to hang on for the victory tonight over Nebraska Kearney. Let's take a look at some of our game stats and numbers from tonight's game, brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Individually, first for Nebraska Kearney, Sean Evans, 23 points tonight. He also had a team-high 6 rebounds, had 2 assists, 2 turnovers, 2 steals, and also was in on 4 blocks tonight as he was 5 of 7 from beyond the arc. And he was one of 3 players in double figures for Nebraska Kearney. Darian Nebaker finishes with 11 points. That's after only scoring 2 points in the first half. 10 points for Tom Connolly, who had only 3 points in the first half, so 7 second-half points. 7 points for Matt Bryan. 4 points for Winston Cook. 2 points each for Jalik Dawson. And 2 points for Ryder Kirsch. For Emporia State, only 2 players in double figures leading the way. Elijah Cometh there, a new high for him at Emporia State, 28 points. He was 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 4 of 6 beyond the arc, 9 of 12 shooting the basketball. He also had 3 rebounds and 1 steal. 15 points for Owen Long, 3 for 8 from beyond the arc. He also had 5 assists. He had 2 steals, turned the ball over 3 times to go along with 4 rebounds. Those were the only players in double figures for Emporia State. 9 points for Knox Wawasek, also had 4 assists in the ball game. 5 points for Mayim Boom, 3 points for Octavian Butler and for Caden Evans, 2 points for Gage McGuire and for Mason Thiessen. Lavelle Ziegler had 4 points, 1 point for Sam Baker. Peyton Roger Schmidt did not score. He was 0 for 2 beyond the arc, but he had 6 rebounds, 2 offensive and 4 defensive. He also had an assist and a block shot. P.J. Johnson, Tyreek Robinson, Kabea Shabangu also got into the game and did not get a chance to score. Just got in just about a minute and a half of play. Looking at the team numbers, Nebraska Kearney tonight, 24-56 from the floor for 24-56 from the floor for 43%. 8 of 19 beyond the arc for 42%. 3 of 4 at the free throw line for 75%. Emporia State also took 56 shots. They were 26 of 56, 46%. They were 10 of 29 from the three-point stripe for 34%, and 10 of 14 at the free-throw line, 71%. So making shots from the line, three-point line, and the free-throw line tonight helped make the difference. Rebounding-wise, Nebraska Kearney wins that battle 31-30. Leading rebounder for Nebraska Kearney was Sean Evans with 6, 5 for Ryder Kirsch. Emporia State led on the boards by Peyton Roger Schmidt with 6. Emporia State had 9 offensive boards, 21 defensive boards. Kearney had 8 offensive boards and 23 defensive boards. Kearney turned the ball over 12 times in the ballgame. Emporia State only 9 turnovers. 15 assists on 26 made shots. 5 assists for Caden Evans. Owen Long. and 4 assists for Knox Wawasek, leading assist player for Nebraska Kearney. They had 11 assists on 24 made shots, 3 of them for Darian Nebaker. Looking at those numbers inside the numbers, Emporia State, off those 12 turnovers, scores 16 points. Kearney scores 10 points off of Emporia State's 9 turnovers. In the paint, Nebraska Kearney outscores Emporia State 28-26. Second chance opportunities, Nebraska Kearney outscores Emporia State 11-9. Fast break opportunities, though, Emporia State outscores Kearney 13-9. And the Emporia State bench outscores the Kearney bench 22-11. Emporia State never did trail in this game, but the game was tied 3 times, most of that in the first half in the early going. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 21 points when they led 67-46. Kearney never did lead, as we mentioned. Emporia State would lead for 37 minutes and 14 seconds. Emporia State led at halftime, 34-21. Both teams score 38 points in the second half, and Emporia State wins it 72-59. Again, with the win, Emporia State mid now 15-3 on the season, 9-3 in the MIAA. Nebraska Kearney falls to 3-14 on the season. They are 1-10 in the MIAA. Our game stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for.